All right, everyone, thank you for the second video of today's podcast. Today is February 1st, 2021. I am your host, Brandon Kraft, and this is the Pristine Grace podcast. You can catch my material over on pristinegrace.org or on Sermon Audio. And I am working now towards moving away from the Facebook platform. I will continue to post my videos there for the time being, but every now and then I might post something to Sermon Audio exclusively. I want to get away from big tech. I feel like it is a bad thing in today's world. There's censorship, there's control, and I don't want Facebook to have that much power over my life, especially over the delivery of my content. So that's one reason why I want to get away from Facebook. I know some of my listeners are on that platform. So by putting some material on Sermon Audio, having it exclusive to Sermon Audio on the website, then maybe they will be conditioned to search elsewhere for my content. That's the idea anyway. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. In continuing with my theme of our behavior or how we should behave, I just want to say we ought to be like lambs. You hear a lot of sovereign grace preachers these days warning men to be aware of wolves in sheep's clothing, which I think is a very valid warning, something we should all be on the lookout for. Well, I think we also have a problem, in my opinion, with sheep acting like wolves. All right, I've seen a lot of boasting, a lot of self-exaltation of men in our churches lately. And instead of acting like wolves, continually boasting and attacking other sheep, we should really try to manifest the character of Christ. Okay, we should try to be like him in all ways. We should look to his character and try to emulate it. We need to always be striving to be poor in spirit, meek, gentle, humble, kind, and loving toward our fellow brothers and sisters. But unfortunately and sadly, I don't think some people on social media, they sure don't seem to think that the doctrine of Christ should affect our character. All right, there's this focus on doctrine, proper doctrine, and being right. But you don't hear too much of being poor in spirit. Sometimes we focus so much on getting our doctrine right as if we're preparing for a test or a debate in which we prepare to beat the other person, which, guys, I think we ought to avoid debates. But if our doctrine is right, we're going to be poor in spirit, we're going to be meek, and most of all, we're going to be loving. Christ was loving. He was love incarnate. Indeed, he loved his people from before the foundation of the world and even lived and died for his people out of love for himself, his covenant, and for his people. He's always loved us. He's loved us with an everlasting love. And let's see, Ephesians 4:32, it says, "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." If you're a bitter, mean-spirited believer, it's like you're a lamb with a wolf's head instead of a wolf with a sheep's head. You're a lamb with a wolf's head. You aren't very sightly. In fact, you're downright scary. Don't be surprised when other sheep don't want to be around you. And that's about all. Grace and peace.